I should know that. No, that completely escapes my mind.
Okay.
Maybe an owl should know that because I fed chickens.
Something like,
chicky chicky. Yeah, yeah, there's a certain noise that you make that, mm-hmm. that attracts their attention immediately. But for the moment, it escapes me.
Okay, if you wanted to, or if they had wanted to get horses ready to hitch up to a wagon, you would say that you have to put what on them?
Yoke.
Or something like that. Mm-hmm. What about harness?
Harness, yes, harness, that's it. Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if you know this, but in plowing, the things that they guide the mules with that they hold in their hands.
I have known what those were. The reins.
Mm. And on horseback, what you put your feet into?
Stirrups.
Now, if something's not right by you, right near at hand, you say, well, it's just a little...
It's just a little bit away.
Yeah, something like that. Now, if it is, if it's a considerable distance, and, well, for example, if you have been traveling and you haven't gotten there yet, you might say, well, you still had a little bit
further to go.
Yeah, before dark or something like that. Now, if it was... quite a ways, you might say that you had
quite a long distance to go.
Okay. Now, if something's very common and you don't have to look for it in any special place, you'd say, well, you can just find that about...
anywhere.
Yeah. Now, the furrow, the trench is cut by a plane.
Yes. It's called a furrow. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Now, if there was in talking about raising things, if you have a good yield, you might say that you raised a big...
bumper crop.
Yeah. Now, if they wanted to get rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you'd say they did what?
Cleared it.
Now, when people raised wheat, they would have to tie it up into a...
shocks.
And, if they were also, I'm talking about wheat, in terms of measurement, you might say they raised 40
bushels.
Okay. Now, do you know what they had to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Thresh.
Now, this has to do with, different types of bread and things like this. Next part. Now some type of bread that would be made of wheat flour and baked in loaves.
It would be light bread.
Now, what else would be made like of wheat flour? Different types of bread.
Mm-hmm. Quick breads, mm-hmm. biscuits,
mm-hmm.
and pastries, mm-hmm. Pie crust.
Mm-hmm.
And well, it's usually divided into quick breads and yeast breads, and other than the light breads, the most familiar ones would be biscuits and pie crust.
Okay, now what about things that are made with cornmeal?
Well, that would be cornbread.
What about small sort of things? They're made out of cornmeal and then fried. And they're just, they just cook them in a skillet and they're not very big. And
A lot of people call that corn pone.